Welcome back to Quarantine Times. Today I am here, Amelia Rose, with my schedule of the day. So when I wake up in the morning, I will either go into the kitchen and just hang out, or go read, which is fun to do because I'm still a little bit tired and, you know, so I will just go to the couch and read, which is super good, and I recommend reading because, you know, doing reading every day for like 20 to 30 minutes is really good for you. So I do that, and then I will make breakfast. I am on a sugar-free, gluten-free diet, and I've especially done that because of the coronavirus so that I am healthy. And I stay healthy if I do or when I get it. So I will usually cook myself an egg, and I might even put it on a corn tortilla with some cheese. And sometimes I might even have a smoothie so that I get my greens in, because I will usually put kale or spinach in mine, and so that I get my greens in, but then also so that I get some fruit. And fruit and vegetables are also very important. And sometimes people will like go vegetarian, and whenever they don't have meat, they might not want to go to just eat vegetables all the time. So they will eat a lot of gluten. I was not vegetarian, but I had a gluten problem. I kept eating gluten and could not stop. And so, whenever quarantine started, I didn't think that I could do it. But I have been sugar-free and gluten-free ever since. So, I make my breakfast. I will usually eat it in my room, and I will clean my room up a little bit. I might do some academics by myself, but then at 10:30 I will do academics with my friends. After that, I will have some lunch. Sometimes I also have lunch later. I will also hang out with my friends, maybe plan some stuff. And then in the afternoon, I usually have something with my friends, or I do something like that. So that is fun, and yeah. So I hope that you guys have a nice schedule, and you know, my mom is actually having my sister and I do a bunch of things. It's not like a schedule of what we have to do every single day, but she wants us to at least do like 1 to 2 hours of academics, 30 minutes of non-academic reading, and physical activity, you know, music, creative, outside, all of those things. So if you are a grown-up listening, I would highly recommend that. As a kid, I would not recommend pushing it on your children, but it is fun to be able to have them do that stuff, so yeah. And then my mom has this humongous whiteboard, so we can just check off our stuff. We also take care of our cats. My sister and I switch off every day. And, yeah. And then we also do some chores. And then every once in a while, I will shop online. Because all of my monthly mall trips are canceled with my friends, so I have been saving up, and so thank you guys for listening, and well, have a good day or night. Bye.